Let's go live to Radio Juan and Gloria Lafleur Lafleur. Hi, Gloria.
Hola, Ronnie, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah, ¿cómo estás? No bad, but
apart... Vete la Norten.
Yes, you're struggling financially and you might need to be bailed out, Gloria. Tell me more.
We're on our upper sitting in Spain. The cost of borrowing here is shooting up, not because we're skinned, understand me, but because the investors are making the bracing of themselves in case we say, hey, this euro thing is rubbish, isn't it? Let's go back to the peseta. Remember those glory days when we could sleep through the night and most of the afternoon without making the tossings and the turnings and worrying about the money troubles? Now you see we are running the risk, Ronnie, of either being kicked out of the euro or Germany and France pulling out and leaving us to it and saying, there you go, while drinking their inferior wine and their warm beer and building a nicer little rich economy of their own with their own coins and all that. And don't you think Germany and France doing that and getting cozy-cozy is all a little bit familiar, eh? With the war and all that.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about it. But we Spanish are a proud race, as you know. It used to be that the sun never set on the Spanish Empire, apart from when you kicked our butts in the Armada. But we will not be waiting for the love birds to decide that they are going to be doing something with us. No, we have some ideas of our own about how to be making the money savings, okay? Uno, the running of the bulls. Okay. Mm. This used to be a test of manhood in Pamplona. It has now become a magnet for these stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
If you think a rolled up newspaper is any defense against an angry bull, Spain has no use for you. So instead of bulls, the idea is we release the lion, okay? The pruning shears of nature. We get rid of them. We can't afford them anyway. Dos, we finally give up the whole Gibraltar thing. I know it's been causing the bad blood between us.
Yes.
You can have it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Only on a timeshare basis.
Right.
So you come to the meeting, we get you drunk on cheap cava, you sign on the line, and we own your little English body for the next 55 years. You go home, you sober up, and you're calling us saying, oh, I'm sorry, I made the mistake, can we have my money back? And we say, oh, I'm very sorry, I don't speak English. Okay?
Very nice.
Three.
Yes.
Three. We sell you Benidorm, and you can have Gran Canaria as well. Okay?
Yeah.
It's got all the pubs and the bars and the full English breakfast that you like also very much. Okay? Plus, you're larger loud in a mini skirty flirties. I've been sick all over it anyway. You might as well have it. We'll be making huge savings on the bleach and the scrubbing brushes and the moppy moppies. Hey, presto, more money.
That sounds like a genius plan, Gloria.
I hope they take it up.
You sound a wee bit breathless.
I am a little, but I get very energetic when I'm talking about saving money.
Yes, you do, Gloria.
And France and Germany, if you're listening...